At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath visited Dallas yesterday to give a progress report on the state's public schools. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
Among the biggest challenges for the Texas education system this year, the impact Hurricane Harvey had on schools. Dozens of districts had to delay the start of school for days, even weeks after the storm. And all but three school districts have reopened, according to Education Commissioner Mike Morath. He spoke at a luncheon sponsored by the Dallas Regional Chamber.
We educate in the state of Texas roughly the same number of children who are educated by the nation of Canada. And one in four of them have suffered pretty significant disruption to their learning experience and to their lives.
Morath has toured school districts affected by Harvey, districts like Port Aransas, which is scheduled to reopen next month. Most of its students will have to attend classes in portable buildings.
Our teachers are spending all day with rooms full of kids who, in many cases, are suffering post-traumatic stress. And then they're going home and demoing their own homes.
Morath told attendees at the Hilton Anatole Dallas that the state's graduation rate at 89% is the highest Texas has had, and more students are meeting grade level expectations. Still, Morath says there's more work to do to boost student performance.
We have more poor kids today than we ever had. We have more families of challenge than we ever had. We got several hundred thousand newly homeless families in the Gulf Coast region.
Morath, a former Dallas school board member, was joined by North Texas superintendents, including Michael Hinojosa with Dallas ISD. Hinojosa praised his district's dual language program in which students are taught in Spanish and English.
Take our English learners, our dual language parents that are either African American or white, their results are even much higher than our other groups of kids, and they are becoming biliterate.
Hinojosa says the dual language model is just one example of how a district can help students succeed. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Filmmakers from around the world will share tips of their trade at a conference in Fort Worth this weekend. Our big screen team talked with the event's founder.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And our guest today is Daniel McCarthy, who is the CEO of two companies, Music Bed and Film Supply, and also the founder of the Film and Music Conference, which will be held Friday and Saturday at locations throughout the Fort Worth Arts District. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is a new conference, and I wonder how you would describe the scope of what you all are planning this weekend.
It's aimed at the filmmaker, kind of from amateur all the way to professional. It's pretty well-rounded conference.
And where does the music part fit into all of this?
Good question. Yeah, so it's definitely geared towards the filmmaker. The music is, which is what we do at Music Bed, is license musicians. We represent about 800 different musicians for sync licensing for film. And so I've been to a lot of conferences before for filmmaking, and I think the music side is a little bit more inspirational and entertainment for the conference. But it's also, I think, we've found for the last 6 years how much film and music rely on each other. And specifically for the 800 artists that we represent, you know, really their daily lives are funded in large in part by the filmmakers that are licensing their music for their films. But they don't really get to interact a lot.
Who are some of the people who we can look forward to seeing?
The most interesting will be Chad Lawson, who's one of our big composers. If you're working right now, you should look up Chad Lawson and work to him. He's some of the most beautiful cinematic, kind of is this like phenomenal jazz musician turned classical artist with a bit of a cinematic twist.
And you're also bringing in Jad Abumrad.
Yeah, Jad's going to be there, who obviously everyone knows from Radiolab. What I'm excited about him is that he's not really a filmmaker. He's a storyteller, though. And I do think it's interesting to get some of these guys in that are in a creative field that aren't necessarily shooting movies all the time, to get their perspective on creativity, their perspective on storytelling, because I think they can help you kind of break down your thought processes and the reason why you think certain ways about creating.
A lot of the connection between film and music is, of course, covered at South by Southwest every year down in Austin. Why did you think that there was room to expand beyond what they're doing down there to have another event here in Fort Worth?
Yeah, South By is an amazing event. We go every year. I think it's also massive. But I think one of the unique things about a small conference is that people come from all locally and then all over the United States, all over the world. We've got guys coming from Egypt. We have a really diverse group of people coming. But I think the unique thing about being somewhere where there's only 450, 500 people is you're going to build relationships that are really going to last your entire career. You end up meeting a DP or a director or a set designer or a musician. I mean, some of these filmmakers will meet Chad this weekend or another composer, and they'll use them on the next four or five films that they do because they just hit it off. And I think sometimes that's harder to do at a really massive event because it's just you're kind of a part of the mob.
Say you were talking to somebody from Los Angeles or from New York. What would you tell them the Fort Worth creative community has to offer? How would you describe it there?
I mean, just from a practical standpoint, there's a lot less red tape. Shooting in some of those places is complicated. It's very expensive. You're dealing with unions. And I think there are a lot of places like Fort Worth and other places around the country that are very excited. I mean, there's the Film Commission that started in Fort Worth. It's really trying to drive traffic and bring creatives and bring filmmakers into the city. And because there's a real desire for people to be shooting and creating here in the Metroplex, sometimes it can be easier to get talent and get locations, and people will be willing to work with you and make stuff work within budget.
Well, Daniel McCarthy, good luck this weekend, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Daniel.
The Film and Music Conference runs tomorrow and Saturday in Fort Worth. Details are at artandseek.org. And the forecast, mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain through the day with a high near 82, 20% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. It's 70 degrees now in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth, 63 in Wichita Falls, and 73 degrees in Tyler.